obtained by the BBC reveal that more than two-thirds of NHS trusts and health boards across the UK are trying to recruit staff from abroad. The Royal College of Nursing and the British Medical Association both say it is a workforce crisis, partly due to poor workforce planning. The government says there are more nurses and doctors on the wards than ever. Our correspondent Dominic Hughes has followed one trust to the Philippines, where it's hoping to recruit more than 100 nurses.
Manila, a city of more than 20 million people, the most densely populated in the world. Almost every week, NHS trusts from the UK fly halfway round the globe to get here. Their mission? To find some desperately needed nurses. One trust from rural Lincolnshire allowed us to follow the recruitment process.
We want to make you as comfortable as possible, a little difficult for you.
This is Pauline Pratt, Assistant Director of Nursing at the United Lincolnshire Hospitals Trust, part of a small team interviewing around 200 candidates over a gruelling 4 days.
Today we're seeing like something like 46. You've got to get a good feel for have they got the right skills and values, and to give them chance to get comfortable with the interview. So it is a long day.
The nurses have their qualifications checked, their clinical knowledge tested, and a face-to-face interview. Only the best get through.
Patient is having cardiac.
Yeah.
And has high respiratory rate.
Yeah. That's what I wanted from you.
This sounds like an extreme solution to a staff shortage, but the United Lincolnshire Trust spends a staggering £2.5 million each month on agency doctors and nurses to fill gaps in rotas. And as Pauline explains, the Trust is struggling to recruit staff to its rural hospitals.
The issue that we have, like many hospitals, is that we have a lot of vacancies. So we have around about 200 vacancies in our registered nursing workforce. But ultimately, there are not enough nurses in the system.
So NHS trusts in the UK are increasingly drawn to the Philippines, where there is a glut of qualified nurses.
I'm standing in the middle of Ward 3 of the Philippine General Hospital. This is the biggest hospital in the country, and this is a men's ward, although there are some women present as well. And what you see here is very different to an NHS hospital. So, for example, in this long ward, there are, I don't know, at least 50 beds ranged on either side of the ward. And the challenges that a nurse working in this hospital would face are significantly greater than those in the UK.
Handling 25 patients per shift basically hones more of the skills.
Melanie Salido is one of those in charge of supervising the thousands of nurses who start their careers at the hospital, where the training is intense but thorough.
We do not have that much equipment. We do not have that much advanced technology. So we do everything for our patients that the machines cannot do.
Well, I've taken refuge from the midday heat in a shady little cafe in the centre of Manila. And it strikes me that the contrast between this chaotic, bustling city and the tranquil market towns of Lincolnshire, where the Filipino nurses are heading, couldn't be greater. They'll be leaving behind the noise and smells of this Asian megacity. And they're heading to Lincoln, Grantham and Boston, surrounded as they are by the quiet fields of Lincolnshire. It seems a world away, and it is. You wonder how they're going to cope.
Snow.
They have snow?
Yeah, I guess so.
One of the successful candidates is 26-year-old Rose Lagrosas. We travelled to her hometown, an hour and a half outside Manila, where we met her proud mum, Imelda.
I love her so much.
The job Rose has been offered will change her life and that of her family.
Basically, I would like to work to UK because I like to help my parents and my relatives, because if I work there, I will earn 10 times more than what I'm earning here. And that will be a great, great help for them.
Did you ever know anything about Lincolnshire before you got the job?
No, actually, I don't have any idea where it is.
Come in, move into the room.
Back in Manila, 131 nurses have been offered jobs.
Very experienced, great catch, very pleased to offer you recovery at Lincoln.
But as well as recruiting well-qualified staff, this process is about saving money, as Pauline Pratt explains.
Once they work in practice for 3 months, unsupervised, so they become independent practitioners, they will have paid for themselves.
The nurses still have to pass tough language and professional exams and get visas before they can take up their jobs, and some may not make it. But for most of these nurses, a new life in Lincolnshire awaits.
England!
Our correspondent Dominic Hughes reporting from the Philippines.
On Leap Day, Monday the 29th of February, this is PM.